This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina, mbudzi 27, 2014. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Ndichiti ezvinhu zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Hurumende inotora urongwa hwayo webhajeti yegore rinouya ichiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzeupfumi. Central Committee yebato rezanu PF yosangana mangwana kuti ivandudze bumbiro remutemo richapa mutungamiri wayo masimba akanyanyisa. Nengwe MDCT vaJob Sikala vanosungwa nemapurisa vachipomerwa mhosva dzine chekuita nekupumana uroyi kuri kuitika muzano PF. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Gurukota rinoona nezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa nhasi vaparura bhajeti regore rinouya remabhiriyoni mana nechidimbu chemadhora. VaChinamasa vanoti zvikamu makumi masere nezviviri kubva muzana zvemari iyi zvichashandiswa pamihoro yevashandi vehurumende, izvo zvinoreva kuti hurumende inosara isina mari yekushandisa kuita mamwe mabasa. Ivan Chifera anoti panyaya inotevera.
Vachitura urongwa hwavari kuda kuti hushandiswe pamari yehurumende gore rinouya, VaChinamasa vati upfumi hwenyika hauna kumira zvakanaka uye bhajeti iri harina kunyanyosiyana neregore rino. Vati izvi zvinoreva kuti upfumi hausi kufamba zvakanaka. Vati mari zhinji ichaunganidzwa nehurumende ichaenda kumuhero yevashandi vayo, uye izvi zvinoreva kuti hurumende ichange ichibhadhara vashandi vanenge vasingaiti basa sezvo pasina mari yekuitisa mabasa anodiwa nehurumende. VaChinamasa vati kunze kwemari yavachawana kubva kumitero vanotarisira kuwana mari ingangosvika bhiriyoni remadhora sezvikwereti pamwe nerubatsiro runobva kune dzimwe nyika. Vati sezvo upfumi hwenyika husiri kufamba zvakanaka, zvakakosha kuti bhajeti ravo rironge hwaro hwekuti makambani avhure uye kuti nyika ikwanise kukwezva makambani ekunze. Vanoti pari zvino nyika iri kutenga zvinhu zvakawanda kubva kunze kudarika zvairi kutengesa. Vatiwo zvizhinji zviri kutengwa kunze zvinogona kugadzirwa munyika. Nekuda kwaizvozvo VaChinamasa vati makambani achange achitengesa zvinhu kunze zvakanyanya achabvisa mitero inenge iri pasi pasi. Vatiwo kunyange hazvo vari kushanda nemabhanga ekunze akaita seInternational Monetary Fund mukugadzirisa nyaya yezvikwereti, hurumende yaveiwo nehwaro hwekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Vatiwo mutemo wekupa masimba eupfumi kuvatema vemuno unofanira kujekeswa kuti vekunze vakwanise kuzotanga mabhizimisi muZimbabwe. VaChinamasa vanoti vanoda kutanga mabhizimisi muno vanofanira kutaurira nebazi rinoona nezvevechidiki nekupa masimba eupfumi kuvatema kuti vajekeserwe kuti mutemo uyu unofamba sei. Vati izvi zvakakosha sezvo makambani emuno ari kuvhara kubvira muna 2011 kusvika gore rino. Pane makambani anodarika zviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu akavhara, vashandi vanodarika zviuru makumi mashanu nezvishanu vakarasikirwa nemabasa. VaChinamasa vazivisawo kuti vashandi vanotambira madhora mazana matatu neari pasi havachabatirwa mutero kutanga gore rinouya. Vatorawo matanho achawedzera mari yehurumende akaita sekuwedzera mutero wefodya yemutsanga. Vadzikawo mutero kuvarimi vefodya vachiti mari ichaunganidzwa kubva pamutero uyu ichashandiswa pamabasa ekudyara miti sezvo varimi vefodya vari kutema miti apo vanenge vave kupisa fodya yavo. VaChinamasa vaderedza mutero yehwahwa hwemumabhodhoro. VaChinamasa vatiwo hurumende ine urongwa hwekupa hurumende dzematunhu mari asi yakamirira kuti patange pave nemutemo wokushanda kwehurumende dzematunhu idzi. Vatiwo vaisawo parutivi mamiriyoni 10 emadhora semari yekusimudzira matunhu kana kuti Constituents Development Fund, asi vati mari iyi ichapiwa nhengo dzeparamende kana pachinge pave nemutemo wokushandiswa kwemari iyi. VaChinamasa vatiwo hurumende ichabatsira varimi nembeu nefotireza nezvimwe senzira yekuti nyika iwane gohwo rakanaka. Vatiwo upfumi hwenyika huno unotarisirwa kukura nezvikamu zvitatu nechidimbu kubva muzana gore rinouya. Matare eHouse of Assembly neSenate ari kutarisirwa kuzeya budget raturwa navachinamasa oona kuti oritambira here kana kuti kwete sezvinodiwa nemutemo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Central Committee yebato rezanu PF iri kutarisirwa kusangana mangwana kuti itambire kana kuramba kurudziro yePolitbureau yekuti bumbiro rebato revandudzwe kuitira kuti mutungamiri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe vapive iwo masimba ekudoma vatevedzeri vavo vaviri pamwe nasachigaro webato. Politbureau iyo yakasangana nezuro inonzi yakatambirawo zvakabuda musarudzo dzekutsvaga nhengo dzichange dziri muCentral Committee idzo dzakasiyawo vamwe vaive mukomiti iyi vasina kudomwa kana kurambwa nevanhu vachipomerwa mhosva yekutsigira mutevedzeri wemutungamiri webato iri uye mutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru ava vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuda kubvisa vaMugabe pachigaro nechisimba. ZANU PF iri kutarisirwa kuita kongresi yayo svondo rinouya apo vaMugabe vari kutarisirwa kudoma vachazoshanda navo kusvika musarudzo dzemuna 2018. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, tabata nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vaCharles Mangongera ava vanoti nemamiriro akaita zvino muZANU PF havaoni Central Committee ichitadza kutambira zvakasungwa nePolitbureau nezuro.
Hazvina kunyanyondishamisa kuti ndokuvandudza bumbiro remutemo wavo kwavada kuita seZANU PF. Ndofunga mukana makanyatsoteerera kufamba kwanga kuchiita mai Mugabe vachiita marali avo apo vaizopedzisira vanyomba mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika. Vakatombotaura nyaya iyoyo kuti vaMugabe vanogona kupuwa matsimba ekuti vange vachidoma vanovatevedzera kana kuti madeputy avo. Izvi zvichireva kuti ipfungwa yavanga vainayo kuti vopagadzirisa sei ipapo. Chavanga vachinyanyotya ndechekuti kana post iyo yavice president ikaramba iri post inoitwa zvokuvhoterwa kana kuti inonosarudzwa kucongress, vanga vasiri shuwa kuti mai Mujuru vavasiri kuda kuti vange vari pautungamiriri vaizoita sei. Vanga vachitya kuti pamwe mai Mujuru vaigona kuzopedzisira vapinda.
Tinonzwa kuti kuvandudzwa ikoku kuri kunzi kuitwe mubumbiro kuchaenda kuchizozeyiwa mangwana nemusangano weCentral Committee webato reZANU PF uri kutarisirwa kusangana. Mungaona pachizoita matambudziko here ekuti Central Committee inge ichiramba kana kutambira?
Maonero angu ndeyekuti kuenda kwazvakuita kuCentral Committee yakutonoitwa iya yatinoti pachirungu rubber stamping, kureva kuti zvakungonotambirwa zvakadaro hazvisisina debate kana kuti kupikiswa kwazvichaitwa. Nokuti mukatarisa imimi mazuva mashomanana apfuura kwanga kuchidomwa avo vanga vachinzi vachazonopinda muCentral Committee, kureva kuti hakusisina kupikisa kwakanyanya nekuti avo vanga vachifungidzirwa kunzi ndo vacharatidza kupikisa zvoda kuitwa izvi vatovhoterwa kunzi havafanira kunge varipo. Vamwe vacho havasi kutobva nemavhoti, vari kutobva nekuita zvokuvhundutsirwa kuti havatokwanisi kuisa mapepa avo kuti vange vachidoma kana kusarudzwa kuti vapinde Central Committee imomo. Saka ndinoona kuti rambogara ziwa kuti zvichingonopinda muCentral Committee imomo zvatonotangirwa zvakadaro.
Tichitarisa ramangwana revanhu vari kupomerwa mhosva dzekuve kudivira amai Mujuru ndokunge kana chikwata icho chiripo, mungariona rakaita sei?
Zvinoenderana nekuti ivo vachafunga kuita sei. Ndinoona vamwe vakawanda vanoita zvekuongorora zvematongerwo enyika vari kutaura kuti vamwe vachaenda vachinotsangawo boka ravo kana kuti bato ravo ravanoti vanozotabuda muZANU PF. Bati mazira atinoita inini ndeyekuti vashoma vane courage kana kuti vanokwanisa kunge vachiti kune ZANU PF, isisu pano tasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo taakubuda mumusangano tichinotsanga wedu mumusangano. Because mazira atinoita ndeyekuti ZANU PF ndo hurumende, ende mazira atinoita ndeyekuti vazhinji vacho vari imomo vanhu vanotobhenefita kungava mabhizinesi avo kungava chiminda yavakawana nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Vanga vari nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vaCharles Mangongera vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7. Tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. tinodzokorora zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Musaka ngwana kuti munokwanisa kubata Studio 7 pa 919 AM pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Guta reFerguson mudunhu reMissouri muAmerica rakaita karunyararo nezuro manheru sezvo vanhu vanga vogadzirira zororo reThanksgiving Day nhasi, zvisinei kuti muguta iri manga muine mhirizhonga. Kuratidzira uku kwaive kushoma nezuro manheru uchitevera kuratidzira kunotyisa kwakatanga nemuvhuro uko kwakasiya zvivakwa zvakawanda zvaparadzwa. Mhirizhonga iyi yakatanga nemuvhuro mushure mekunge vakuru vezvemutemo vati vakanga vasiri kuzomisa mupurisa wechichena Darren Wilson pamberi pedare achitongwa nemhosva yekuuraya wechidiki mutema Michael Brown muna Nyamavhuvhu.
Mukuru mukuru anoremekedzwa muIran Ayatollah Ali Khamenei vanoti vari kutsigira hurongwa hwekuwedzera nguva yenhaurirano pamusoro peurongwa hweIran munyaya dzenyuklia. Asi vati America ndo ine zvakawanda zvainorasikirwa nazvo kana nhaurirano idzi dzikakundikana. Vachitaura paterevhizheni nhasi, vaKhamenei vati havasi kupikisa kuwedzerwa kwemwedzi minomwe kuitira kuti nhaurirano idzi dzienderere mberi.
Kanzuru yeguta guru remuKenya reNairobi iri kupomerwa mhosva yekuita zveumhondi apo inenge ichinetsana nevanotengesa zvinhu zvavo muguta iri zvikuru pakati peguta. Vanotengesa zvinhu ava vanonzi vanogara vachitiza mapurisa apo vanenge vachitengesa zvinhu zvavo zviri kunze kwemitemo. Zvinonziwo kuti munhu apiwe mvumo anofanira kubhadhara mari iri pakati pemadhora zana nechiuru chemadhora inova mari inonzi yakawandisa kuti ibviswe nevanotengesa zvinhu ava.
Akateerera kuStudio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutipata pa channel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWisdom kubva pa 9 PM kusvika 11 PM. Kana muri pa Wisdom, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CH Zim. Channel Zim inoteererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Zvabuda mubhajeti ranhasi zviri kuratidza kuti vanhu vakawanda munyika vari kuramba vachirasikirwa nemabasa zvepakuti vanonge svosve nemuromo. Kubva muna 2011 gurukota rezvemari vaPatrick Chinamasa vati vanhu vanopfuura zviuru makumi mashanu nevashanu vakarasikirwa nemabasa. Kunyange hazvo hurumende yakaparura gwaro rezveupfumi reZim Asset ichivimbisa mabasa mamiriyoni maviri mumakore mashanu anotevera, zvino zvichakaita manyama emire nerongo.
Asi nenyaya yekusagadzirisa zvematongerwo enyika uye kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, Zimbabwe ichiri kubatwa seyakageza negoka munyama zvopa kuti pashaive kunze vanoibatsira nemari inosvika mabhiriyoni makumi maviri nemanomwe emadhora ekuti chirongwa cheZim Asset chishande. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata mukuru wesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze uye nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi uye vaimbotungamirawo sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries vaKalisto Jokonya. Tatanga nekubvunza vaJokonya kuti vaona sei bhajeti raturwa navachinamasa iri.
Tinotenda vachinamasa vanga vaine basa rakaoma nokuti nyika yedu mazivano haisi kunyatsokudhonza zvakanyanya. Saka zvinhu zvavabudisa kuona kwangu ndozvokugadzirisa zvinhu zvimitemo yaisina kunyatsa kumira zvakarurama nokugadzirisa hukama nevari kunze tingati atoti ma multinational financial institutions vanakawana World Bank na IMF vanyatsa kupa makomedzi kuti vanenge vakuda kunge vanika vakuseza pamwe chete nenyaya vataura yeEU kuti vanenge vakudyidzana zvakanaka pano kunge pakuratidzika kuti pakunzwisisana ndoti ndezvinhu zvikuru zvandaona ini zvangobuda mazviri nokugadzirisa tumitemo twakatakangoipa chokuti majuta akwire mamwe achidzikiswa kuti industry igone kuti ingagone here kumuka asi vatiratidza kuti vane humbo hwakanaka nokuti vaburisa chimwe chinhu chokuti kubvira 2011 kusvika iko zvino nyika yaruza mabasa anosvika iwo anopfuura 55,000 makambani anopfuura iwo kuma 4,000 avhara kuratidza kuti vava kuziva kuti ndopane zvinhu zvinonetsa munyika.
Dr. Kanyenze, pinda itinzwe.
Ndinobvumirana navajokonya kuti hapana zvakanyanya kuwanda zvatanga tichatarisira kuna minista nokuti sekutaura kwavaita minista hupfumi hwenyika hausi kutariswa kuti huchakwira zvakanyanya huchangokwira nezvakangoitwa gore rino 3.2% ka 0.1% improvement. Atingati chinhu chinganyanyo kuti tishambadzire kuti nyika yedu yave kusumuka zvakare mukatarisa IMF yakatotaura kuti tichitarisa mitengo yezvicherwa nezvirimwa zvedu ichadzika ne 6% munguva ye 2015-2016 zvichireva izvo kuti kana 3.2% iyoyi ingatonetse kuti tiiwane nokuda kwekuti mari yatinowana iri kubva kuzvicherwa nezvirimwa zviri kuunza 94% yemari yose inobva yatinowana kana tatengesa zvinhu zvedu kunze kwenyika. Saka ndodambudziko rokutanga. Chechipiri sezvataura vajokonya, minista varatidza kuti vari kunzwisisa kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Makambani avharwa 4610 kubva 2011 kusvika 2014. Vanhu 55,414 vakarasikirwa nemabasa avo munguva iyoyi. Hatitarisi kuti gore rinouya izvi zvingagone kudzorerwa kumashure, zvingagone kurivheswa nekuda kwokuti mareforms anotora nguva. Zvakare mareforms anoda kuti tinge takabatirana. Mukatarisa zviri kuitika munyaya dzekutongwa kwenyika idzi, hapana kunyatsodyidzana kuri kuitika kana muvanhu vari muhurumende ivavo. Hazviratidzi kuti manguva ramangwana zvinogona kungogadzirika iko zvino kuti vanhu vanogona kupatana voshanda vese vehurumende pachavo. Zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Tozovabatanidza nevebhizinesi nevashandi zvoreva kuti pane nyaya hombe chaizvo zvinofanira kugadziriswa.
Munotenderana nazvo here izvi vajokonya?
Vakanyenze vataura zvakawanda asi ndoda kutaura kuti tine mafungiro mamwe chete nemavonero mamwe chete. Nyaya ye social contract ndeimwe yechunhu futi chinoda kuti dechachahundwa chichigona kuti icho chigogona kugadzirisa magariro epakambani emuindustry evashandi vese nevashandirwi nevatongi vehurumende.
Ngatitarise mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Dr. Kanyenze,
bhora harigovetwi nemunhu mumwe chete. Tinotoda kuti vatambi vose vange vachiita chinhanho chavo kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Saka ndo pane dambudziko ririko iko zvino izvi nyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Mukatarisa zviri kuitika iko zvino maringe nevanhu vari muhurumende vanofanira kunge vachibatirana vachiedzera kuti vasundire ndima ichifamba mudirekheni imwe chete. Iko zvino vanhu vasungana mbira dzakondo. Zvichireva izvo kuti nyika haifambi.
Mukupeta chirongwa chedu vajokonya, pane zvatingatarisira here kuti zvingagadziriswa kana Congress yeZANUPF yapera?
Aiwa, izvo totaura hatityi kutaura zvinhu zvatoona zvepolitiki. Ini ndotofara kuti bopoto rapinda muZANUPF raita kuti vanhu vari mumwe vanga vagarisa vavone kuti havasovarefirapo. Ushe madzoro hunoravanwa. Vanhu vavo tandavara vokanganwa basa ravakavinga.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi uye vaimbotungamira sangano reConfederation of Zimbabwe Industries vaKalisto Jokonya. Manzwa zvakare kubva kumukuru wesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze. Vaviri ava vanga vari parunare muHarare.
Mashoko atiri kutambira anoti nengwe MDCT vaJob Sikala vanonzi vari kubvunzurudzwa nemapurisa nenyaya nechekuita nekupumana uroyi kuri kuitika mubato reZANU PF. Vane ruzivo nezviri kuitika vanoti vaSikala vabatwa nemapurisa nhasi kuBeit Bridge apo vanga vachibva kuSouth Africa. Mupurisa adaira nhare mbozha yavaSikala ati vaSikala vachakachengetedzwa nemapurisa. Asi gweta ravaSikala vaDouglas Monzora vanoti vaSikala vaendeswa kuHomicide Section yemapurisa muHarare. Studio 7 yaedza kubata zvakare vaMonzora asi vanga vasadairi foni yavo. Bepanaore Herald rakaburitsa nyaya inoti vaSikala mumwe wevanhu akasangana nevanhu vari kupomerwa muZANU PF mhosva yekuda kupfuudza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa kumapurisa kuti mhosva chaiyo iri kupomerwa vaSikala ndeyei.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLife Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa urongwa hwekupedza mhirizhonga pasi rose. Takatarisa madzimai nevanasikana.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kutaura kuti tigo kufonerai.
Munogona kufonawo panhamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure paLife Talk.
Yashika nguwe tunoverenga tsambambozha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amunotumira. Yekutanga inoti, ndinokutendai nenhau dzechokwadi dzamunotipa. Ini ndinonzi Fatso Mumberume kuchipinge kwaBangwe. Ndimhoroserewo mudzimai wangu Maita Fadzwa, Tafadzwa Samoni Chaorea nava Masarare Zuva. Ndinokutendai nekuverenga tsamba yangu.
Imwe inotiwo, ini ndinoti pamberi nebasa varume nhau dzenyu dzinondifadza. Munotaura chokwadi, tanzwa nekudya nhoko dzezvironda. Basa sebasa, mukaverenga tsamba yangu ndingafara chose. Ndimhoroserei mudzimai wangu Stella pamwe nemwana wangu Dancel. Ndini Vitalis Nyakaya, ndiri kunyanga kwaKaterere.
Mumwe anoti, ndinonzi James Madi, ndiri kuMount Pleasant muHarare. Ndinofara nekunzwa nhau dzenyu, asi ndanga ndichikumbirawo kuti muwedzere nguva kana kuti kana kuita every hour muchiverenga kuitira takatadza kukunzwai todzibata paawa rinotevera. Ndatenda. Ndikwazisireiwo vanotevera ava: German Madi, Kasim Madi, Silajo Madi naAsam Adini. Vose ava vari kutengwe kuhurungwe.
Mukoma James Madi, chikumbiro chenyu chakakosha uye chinotsigirwa nevakawanda. Tinoda kuzivisai kuti munokwanisa kunzwa Studio 7 pachannel Zim muchishandisa decoder reWiztek kumva na 7 PM kusvika na 9 PM. Chirongwa ichi chinodzokororwa zvakare na 11 kusvika na 1 AM. Kana muri paWiztek, tsvagai channel yakanzi CH Zim.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndo yaita shanje vadikani. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mbosha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitiudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7.
Kwazisanai hama neshamwari pano paStudio 7. Email yedu studio7@voanews.com. Matext message kana WhatsApp tumirai kunamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Tinodzokorora zvakare namba idzi 001-202-465-0318. Chirongwa chino ndechenyu imi vateereri. Tosangana zvakare mangwana muchikamu chatinoverenga zvamunenge manyora.
Kwanza pamsoro kutema mukoma andiro dambudziko mukoma chapamsoro kutema mukoma ndiro dambudziko mukoma chapamsana mukoma ndiro dambudziko mukoma.
Aiwa, nako kambo handiro dambudziko kubva kuna Oliver Mtukudzi tavatasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvo nguva iri yapera harigai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Hurumende inotura hurongwa hwayo hwebhajeti yegore rinouya ichiti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzeupfumi.
Central Committee yeZANU PF yosangana mangwana kuti ivandudze bumbiro remitemo ichipa mutungamiriri webato iri masimba akawandisa.
Nhengo yeMDCT vaJob Scholar vanosungwa nemapurisa vachipomerwa mhosva dzine chekuita nekupomana uroyi kuri kuitika muZANU PF. Tabva tasvika kumagomo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinovimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Nenwenyu, Blessing Zulu, tokusiyai mina Sandra Nyaira.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, November 27th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Among our top stories this evening, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa announces a $4.1 billion national budget for 2015, with most of the money set aside to pay the government's huge wage bill.
Mr. Speaker, as honorable members are aware, the economy continues to be dragged down by liquidity shortages, antiquated plant and machinery, cheap imports, and high cost of production. This situation has led to company closures.
Economists say Minister Chinamasa's budget showed he is up to speed with problems bedeviling the country, in particular the ongoing company closures and loss of jobs. But they add that action is what is needed from the government to arrest this situation.
Government must pay people on basis of productivity. Times have gone whereby people are paid to be present. Like now, in our nation, we are paying people for being present. But if people are going to be paid for being present, we are not yet serious, and we will not turn around the economy.
And MDCT member Job Sikala is arrested by the police today. His lawyers and party are trying to ascertain why the outspoken politician, recently linked by the state-controlled media to an alleged plot by some people in ZANU-PF to assassinate President Robert Mugabe, has been arrested. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today announced a $4.1 billion national budget for 2015, with a huge chunk of it expected to cater for the government's wage bill. The finance minister also announced proposals for the current tax-free threshold of $250 to be reviewed to $300 a month as workers struggle to make ends meet. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Presenting the 2015 national budget in Parliament, Finance Minister Chinamasa said the closure of companies in Zimbabwe has become a serious impediment in reviving the nation's ailing economy, which he projected will grow by at least 3.2% next year. He said there is need for an economic rescue package to save companies from shutting down due to lack of capital. Chinamasa told Parliament that 4,610 companies shut down and 54,443 workers lost their jobs between 2011 and 2014. The minister further said government workers are chewing at least 82% of the national budget while at times doing nothing in their offices. He said the nation is expected to face challenges in generating money for general expenditure, though it is said to record the marginal growth of 3.2%.
Mr. Speaker, as honorable members are aware, the economy continues to be dragged down by liquidity shortages, antiquated plant and machinery, cheap imports, and high cost of production. This situation has led to company closures, and I'll just give you a rundown of the company closures. In 2013, there were 2,130 companies which closed, affecting 19,191 employees. In 2012, 1,468 companies closed, affecting 20,825 employees. In 2013, last year, 878 companies closed, affecting 14,499 employees. In 2014, 134 companies have closed, affecting 928 employees, giving a cumulative total of companies closed since 2011 up to 2014 of 4,610. And employees affected 55,443. Now, to ensure to ensure resuscitation of our industry. To, Mr. Speaker, say, to ensure increased production, to ensure resuscitation of our industry, there is need for fresh capital injection into the economy. Significant investment into the economy is needed for retooling, recapitalization, and overhaul of the antiquated machinery and for value addition.
Chinamasa said there is also need for Zimbabwe to re-engage international money lending institutions such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund with a view of seeking debt relief. He noted that Zimbabwe has an external debt overhang of over $8 billion and is failing to repay its arrears.
Mr. Speaker, sir, we have, with respect to the resolution of the external debt, like I mentioned earlier, Cabinet approved a debt resolution strategy. And we have engaged the IMF, the multilateral institutions, with a view after December next year to arranging or to negotiating debt relief for the country.
The finance minister also called for policy reforms that would lead to significant foreign direct investment and urged potential investors to negotiate with line ministries on shareholding structures.
Given the need to continue improving our investment climate in light of the need for domestic and foreign investment, the 2015 budget needs to further provide clarity on our indigenization and empowerment framework. This will be in order to ensure consistency and predictability in government's engagement with stakeholders and investors.
Businesses are currently required to cede at least 51% of their shareholding to black Zimbabweans. Chinamasa also called for transparency and accountability in the mining sector, adding that a joint monitoring task force would be put in place very soon to take care of some of the challenges in this sector. The minister said government is expected to reduce taxes for companies that are licensed to cut and polish diamonds so that the country benefits more from the gems. He said Zimbabwe is currently exporting rough and uncut diamonds, depriving the nation of a lot of potential revenue.
Mr. Speaker said, with respect to export incentives, we need, Mr. Speaker said, to export, we need to produce and export. That we are not doing. And I'm proposing a raft of export incentives to encourage exportation of goods. The growth and development of the economy is underpinned by improving production and export of goods and services.
Chinamasa also said government is expected to establish a women's bank in line with cabinet authority to allow the country's women to easily access project loans. He added that development partners have shown interest in the dualization of all the country's major roads and has invited joint venture partners to come on board in order to improve the country's transport network. As part of the government's revenue generation measures, the minister said levy on tobacco farmers would be reintroduced with effect from January 1, 2015.
The growth in tobacco production has increased per capita income for tobacco growers to an average of about 8,000 per capita in 2014, thus creating a base for potential taxpayers. I'm therefore proposing to reintroduce tobacco levy on tobacco growers at a rate of 0.015 of each dollar of the selling price, and this with effect from 1st January 2015. The revenue generated will be reinvested to finance reforestation activities.
He also said the government proposes to increase excise duty on cigarettes from $15 per thousand sticks to $20 from the same number of sticks. At the same time, he proposed the introduction of taxes with effect from January 1, 2015 on imported goods like plain bread, buns, duff, and cakes, sourced from Cape Town, South Africa. Some economists believe that these measures will lead to the increase in prices of cigarettes and imported bread, buns, cakes and related products. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
For analysis into the budget, reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Director Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe and former President Callisto Jokonya of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Jokonya says Mr. Chinamasa was frank in describing challenges currently facing Zimbabwe and what needs to be done to address the situation. He adds the minister from his presentation showed that he's aware of the dire situation the country finds itself in today and related issues.
I think the Labour Act reform issue has been discussed, and I know that Dr. Kanyenze may talk about this. I think the social contract issue is also paramount. But for me, to make sure that something happens with immediate effect, we need a social contract that can start at company level, that companies are allowed to sit down and talk with employees, management, and shareholders, so that it can then move from there, go to industry level or to sector level, and then can move nationally. I think this is paramount and necessary.
Dr. Kanyenze, I'll come here to you. As Mr. Jokonya is pointing out, we cannot escape the issue of labor and its effects on employment in the country. Let's focus on what Minister Chinamasa pointed out, the issue that $3.3 billion are going towards employment costs. What's your reaction to that, looking at the issue of the labor force within Zimbabwe?
Well, that's the unsustainable expenditure mix that characterizes our budget, that it is a consumption-oriented budget. It's not developmental. And the Honorable Minister has really belabored this issue. We are importing imports which are paid in cash to the tune of almost $7.5 billion every year. And basically, that is tantamount to exporting jobs. And the minister has really highlighted, and he must be congratulated, he has provided a mirror of the challenges that this economy is facing, which is highly unsustainable, that there is hardly any growth taking place in the economy.
Mr. Jokonya, as Dr. Kanyenze is pointing out the issue of revenue versus expenditures, how much is this affecting the issue of increasing revenue but also having the investments coming into Zimbabwe to make it more competitive, as you pointed out earlier on?
I think I like your question, but I must admit that it's not just about foreign direct investment. One of the drawbacks of foreign direct investment at the moment in our country has actually been the wage structure. Just our salary structures in this country have stopped the other prospective investors to come in because they just say it's too high and the level of productivity is too low. Right? That in itself will not be good. But if we have to give you just a dollar figure to say what would we need, I would say this economy would require a minimum of $10 billion to walk into our nation. However, I must qualify this statement. However, that minimum of $10 billion walk into the economy, it must be money that is managed and controlled with the Reserve Bank having put all the mechanisms into place.
Dr. Kanyenze, your take on that, but also the view that Zimbabwe, as Minister Chinamasa put it today, might need to ask for debt relief.
Yes, indeed. But I just wanted to highlight that part of the challenge is not just with respect to wages. It's the whole model that is used in Zimbabwe. According to the 2014 CZI survey, 71% of the respondents indicated that they are still using cost-plus pricing model. In other words, you add all your costs and then you come up with a markup. You can't compete in the global environment where they are now using efficiency pricing. Then the issue that you raised with respect to the debt overhang is an issue that Zimbabwe should address by re-engaging the international community. Because the challenge at the moment is that the problem is not the actual debt, because we have defaulted on repayments. So the problem now is that it's not just the debt itself, the stock of debt, but the interest and penalties that are also imposed when you do not pay your debt. These are some of the issues that we can deal with. It's not rocket science. It's not beyond us. It's something that just requires political courage and political will.
Mr. Jokonya, I'll end here with you, focusing on what Dr. Kanyenze pointed out, but the issue of debt relief and then the point of political will that Dr. Kanyenze just brought up.
I'll start with the political will. I think that is the underlying fact. That's the driving force. The political will has to be there in order to reform the whole economy, and the whole structure needs to be done. The question of the debt, I think it's a fact that Zimbabwe has got natural resources, and it's not a poor country. I would love to have it written off, but I think it's not practical internationally to those that would like to write it off. And it's also a relationship decision. So I think that question, let's take it, it will not come, that write-off. So to me, the question of transforming our economy still remains, that we need to work out on the production issues as a nation. But that has to be, everybody has to contribute, and everybody has to sacrifice something in order to get this economy going.
That was Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, former President Callisto Jokonya. You also heard the views of Director Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
In regional and international news today, Americans are marking the annual Thanksgiving holiday today with family gatherings, meals and bargain shopping. Feasts centering on turkeys with an array of traditional sides and desserts are a tradition for the holiday that falls on the fourth Thursday in November. On the eve of the holiday, U.S. President Barack Obama and his family handed out food to clients of a center in Washington that provides food, clothing and other services to the poor. Earlier in the day, Mr. Obama followed a specifically presidential tradition of pardoning a turkey. The White House ran an online contest in the past week asking people to vote on which bird should get the pardon, cheese or fellow turkey mark. While cheese won the official pardon, both turkeys, each weighing about 23 kilograms, will be spared the chopping block. Another Thanksgiving tradition is shopping sales in crowded stores at the start of the holiday. Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has caused no serious side effects and produced an immune response in all 20 health volunteers who received it in an early stage clinical trial. The New England Journal of Medicine says scientists will continue to follow the volunteers for another 48 weeks in the study that began on September 2. The aim of the trial is to determine the safety of the vaccine produced by British firm GlaxoSmithKline. And Australian cricketer Phil Hughes, who was struck in the head with a ball during a match this week in Sydney, has died. Team doctor Peter Bruckner said in a statement the 25-year-old died today, surrounded by his family and friends. Hughes had been put in a medically induced coma and underwent emergency surgery following the incident on Tuesday. The ZANU-PF Central Committee is expected to meet in Harare tomorrow to adopt proposed amendments to the party's constitution that were made by the Politburo when it met in Harare yesterday. The amendments will give more powers to the party's president to appoint his two vice presidents and party chairmen, a shift from ZANU-PF's tradition that the two vice presidents and the chairman were elected. The Central Committee meeting is also expected to discuss the outcome of the Central Committee elections that saw many prominent figures, including Vice President Joyce Mujuru, being paged in a well-orchestrated system favoring the faction allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa. Mrs. Mjuru's allies who won the Central Committee elections have also been forced out. Independent political analyst Charles Mangongera tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri that with ongoing paging in ZANU-PF, he does not see the Central Committee going against the Politburo's decision.
I wasn't really surprised. I think that this has been the first family's preference right from the start. If you followed the rallies that the First Lady has been holding, obviously, you know, denigrating the Vice President and, you know, imploring her to resign or, you know, imploring her husband to actually fire her. She has made it very clear that you know, the president should have the prerogative to appoint his deputies. And they were toying around with this idea because they feared that if they went to an election or if the two deputies were going to be elected through Congress, then they were going to have a significant power base of their own, number one. Number two, they also feared that they could not really control the process. So they feared that, you know, Vice President Mujuru could somehow spring a surprise.
The ZANU-PF Central Committee is expected to meet tomorrow to see whether it can endorse or reject the proposed amendments. What can you expect from this meeting?
Well, I don't expect, you know, the Central Committee to oppose these amendments. If anything, I think there is going to be sort of a rubber stamping of these amendments because it's very clear that all the structures that were perceived as being opposed to this plan have been decimated.
That was the independent political analyst Charles Mangongera on the line from Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri. Former St. Mary's legislator Job Sikala of the MDCT has been arrested and is being interrogated by the police in connection with allegations of plotting to assassinate President Robert Mugabe in collusion with some ZANU-PF officials allegedly led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Although the police were still interrogating Sikala at the time of going on air, his lawyer Douglas Munzora, who is also the MDCT's Secretary General, told Studio 7 that he suspects that he is being charged for treason. State media recently reported that police have audio recordings incriminating Sikala, but he denied the allegations through social media that he was involved in the alleged plot. Sikala is alleged to have met with a ZANU-PF official, Fidelis Fengu, who has since been interrogated by the police, who say that Sikala is heard in the recording, prodding ZANU-PF officials who are said to have been in the meeting that MDCT leader Changirai wanted to know how the assassination would proceed. The Herald reported that the assassination was planned to topple Mr. Mugabe and replace him with Vice President Mujuru, with Mr. Changirai becoming his prime minister. ZANU-PF Politburo member Nicholas Goche, who was also implicated in the plot to topple Mr. Mugabe, is said to be in the intensive care unit of a local hospital suffering from a stress-related ailment. Sikala was arrested this morning at the Beitbridge border post as he entered the country from South Africa. An unidentified police officer who answered Sikala's phone said he was at the law and order section. For analysis, we reached political analyst Pedsai Ruhanya, who says this is another case of persecution.
From my reading of the case involved the said plot against the president, it seems that Sikala is not the principal player or the alleged principal player. So if they are serious, and if it is not a case of simply trying to harass Sikala, we expected the police to arrest the alleged principal player. But if you also read what the permanent secretary, James Charamba, was saying today, is that the allegations or attempt to assassinate the president are merely political issues and what the Congress is over. Those issues will not be in the public realm. So in that regard, when a senior the official like, it becomes very difficult to understand on what grounds would Sikala plot and with what capacity can he plot to assassinate the president. I think it's fast way to say it's a case of political harassment that is going beyond civilized borders of political plotting within the context of the Congress next week.
But the police say they have recordings as evidence that he was involved in the plot. What do you make of this?
No, but even in the case of Rugare Gumbo, they talked about these recordings. But if you also remember the case of Changirai, in the case of Changirai versus the state, the Ben Menashe case, they said the recordings. But those recordings were dismissed in court. They were not admissible.
That was Pedisai Ruhanya, a political analyst, speaking with Studio 7's Chris Gande on the line from Harare. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with you and the experts about the 2015 national budget presented today by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa. To join the discussion, please text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios. Well, it's that time of the day when we go to your mailbag. We have a lot of emails here, but I'll try to get as much through as much as possible. The first one from Cosmas Shabalala from Zimbabwe says, "Hey, to all the presenters and everyone at Studio 7, I say go forward with your job of informing and alerting us. Keep on pushing ahead." That is from Cosmas Shabalala from Zimbabwe. And I have a long one here which says, "Dear Studio 7 team, I appreciate the good work that you do providing news about Zimbabwe without political bias is one reason that I salute you guys. My letter is going to be long, but please allow me to express my views and opinions regarding the just-ended MDCT Congress. People expressed their rights by choosing leaders they want to lead and steer the organization until the 2018 election. I do not think Nelson Chamisa has been dumped by the party. I urge him to stick to his words that he would not contest the result of the election of Douglas Monzo to the post of Secretary General ahead him. Always in an election, one loses and the other wins. So that is their case. It's high time we unite and move on as a party. Congratulations to Mr. Munzura, and please give it your very best, and please go an extra mile to save the interest of the poor civilians in the poor small Zimbabwe." Chinjamaitiro, so he says, "Thank you for reading my letter, and please send me news updates on my WhatsApp. We will try to do that, Mr. Patrick Commander. Thank you for your long email." And the next one says, "I would like to appreciate your good work, guys, but stop bringing people who are not qualified political commentators like Morris Ngwenya. We can't really rely on biased comments from them." The next one says, "Hello, Jonga, Sandra, and all your workmates and colleagues at Studio 7. You guys are doing a great job. My name is Tarume. Please greet for me the whole Tarume family in Zimbabwe and in South Africa. I love you guys." The next one says, "Hi, guys. I want to thank you for giving us good news. Keep it up. Greetings to the following people: Mr. C. Mawarire and family at Mucheke V14, Vasco Wandamboma, Levison Mpofu, Simeon Tom, Malvin Admire, Eliam Lazaros, and all at the Gaza Sachuru. Thank you very much for your email." And he says, "I don't want to forget my children, Leno Mpofu, Lenford Mpofu, Mnyaridzi Mpofu, Patience Mpofu, together with my wife Ivy Muyambo, Mrs. Mpofu. Thank you. Have a good night." Thank you very much for the emails. We will try to read some more tomorrow, but maybe I have one more, you know, that I can put in today, and then we go to recap today's top stories. I says, "Guys, you must bring back the topic of permits in South Africa because I have a problem." We'll try to do that. Thank you so much for writing. Now we recap today's top stories. Thanking God for his wonderful mercies as we celebrate another Thanksgiving. Thanking you all in Zimbabwe for listening and tuning in to Studio 7. We really appreciate. That's Ndariwana Tsimere Roba from Wakatumwa. Now we recap today's top stories. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa announces a $4.1 billion national budget for 2015, with most of the money being set aside to pay the government's huge wage bill. And MDCT member Job Sikala is arrested by the police in connection with the plot to allegedly assassinate President Robert Mugabe. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
Siyabonga Sandra, siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngolesine mhla ka 27 ngolwezi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Elingali tshona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle kumagumbi amane omhlaba lapho lingali khona ulamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu igama lami nguChris Gandhi.
Lo ntungamile inkomo.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
In 2013, there were 2,130 companies which closed.
Somlomo wedale lePhalamende ngomnyaka ka-2013 waba lamakampani ayi-2,130 avalayo. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi izisebenzi ezingu-19,191 zilahlekelwe umsebenzi.
Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa lamhla wethule uhlelo lokusetshenziswa kwemali kahulumende olwebhajethi yomnyaka ozayo.
Usikhala nje ubotshelwa ize ngoba siyazi ukuthi wena iZANU-PF indaba ingaphakathi ukubo. Indaba leyo ukuthi sikhalo befuna ukulala upresident kanjalo nje ngamanga nje lawo izinto nje abazibumbela zona.
Kubotshwa owayemela iSt Mary's edale lePhalamende umnumzana Job Sikhala oyebandla leMDCT lamhla emngceleni weBridge. Lanxa kungakaziwa ukuthi wetheswa cala bani, ucatshangelwa ukuthi ubotshelwe icala lokuthi ubefuna ukubulala umongameli Mugabe.
Ngesikhathi eleSouth Africa limanyana lamanye amazwe emkhankasweni wensuku ezilithumi lasithupha okulwisana lokuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana labantwana, abanye abesifazana kweleSouth Africa abavela eZimbabwe bathi bathwele nzima ngokuhlukuluzwa ezindlini.
Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo.
Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa lamhlanje wethule uhlelo lwendleko kahulumende olwebhajethi yomnyaka ozayo ebiza amabhiliyoni edlula kancane amane i-4.1 billion. Kubika intathelizindaba yethu uMavis Gama.
Esethula ibhajethi yomnyaka ozayo edale lePhalamende lamhla, umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uthe uhlelo lokubuthaniswa kwemali kahulumende kanye lendleko yakhe lwalonyaka lungehlukananga kangako lolwanyakenye. Uthi lolu hlelo kumele kube ngoluqakathekisa ukuthuthukisa umnotho, ukutholiswa kwabantu imisebenzi, ukuthuthukiswa kwamabhizimusi kanye lokuba luchasiswe ngokugcweleyo uhlelo lokunikezwa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe amandla kwezomnotho olwe-indigenization. UChinamasa utshele idala lePhalamende ukuba inkulungwane phose ezinhlanu zamankampani 4,610 evaliwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2011 kuze kube khathesi. Ngakho ethi sikhona isidingo sokuba kudingwe indlela zokukwenqabela lokho.
In 2013, there were 2,130 companies which closed.
Somlomo wedale lePhalamende ngomnyaka ka-2013 waba lamakampani ayi-2,130 avalayo. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi izisebenzi ezingu-19,191 zilahlekelwe umsebenzi. Ngomnyaka ka-2012 somlomo wedale lePhalamende, amankampani ayi-1,468 avalwa, kwathi ke abantu abayi-20,825 balahlekelwa imisebenzi. Ngomnyaka ka-2013 kulamankampani ayi-878 avalwayo, abantu abayi-14,499 balahlekelwa imisebenzi. Kuthi ke ngomnyaka ka-2014 kulamakampani ayi-134 avalwayo, kwaba labantu abayi-928 abalahlekelwa umsebenzi. Nxa sesikhangela konke lokhu kusukisela ngomnyaka ka-2011 kuze kuyefika umnyaka ka-2014, kulamakampani ayi-4,610 avalwayo, kwathi ke izisebenzi ezedlula 55,000 zalahlekelwa umsebenzi.
Wengeze ethi sikhona isidingo sokuba zivuselelwe ingxoxo zokukhulumisana lenhlanganiso ezikweledisa amazwe athuthukileyo ezifana le-International Monetary Fund kanye le-World Bank.
It is therefore imperative that we walk the talk on re-engagement.
Somlomo wedale lePhalamende kumele sikhulume sisenza. Kufanele sibile ukuthi sincedisane labo somabhizimisi beZimbabwe kanye labo somabhizimisi abavela kwamanye amazwe ukwenzela ukuthi sithuthukise umnotho welizwe. Usanjalo ke kumele sidinge uncedo emazweni kunhlanganiso ezijeneyo ukuze dilazo zisincede kakhulu. Uncedo lolu ke somlomo wedale lePhalamende luzanceda kakhulu ukuthi kuthuthukiswe inotho yelizwe. njalo siyabona ukuthi singathola esikufunayo silakho ukuthi siqhube ngemfanelo uhlelo lwezim asset.
Wathi izakwehliswa imali yomthelo yamalayisensi kulabo abaphatheke emisebenzini yokulolonga amadayimani ukuze athengiswe kwamanye amazwe esekusimo sokuba eselungisiwe ngoba kuzaphathisa ekuthini yande imisebenzi kulamankampani. Uveze njalo ukuba labo bahola amakhulu amathathu amadola kusiya phansi ngenyanga kabayi kuhlawula umthelo o-income tax kusukela ngenyanga kazibandlela ngomnyaka ozayo. Umnumzana Morris Ngwenya, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe elilunga leZANU-PF, ubavele egcizelele ukuthi akaboni kusiba lula ukuthi uChinamasa engezelele umthelo we-income tax kuzisebenzi ezivele zithwele nzima.
Angiboni lokho kuyinto elula kuye ngenxa yokuthi singakhangela elizweni kakhulu ikathesi ngalesi sikhathi sithole ukuthi uhulumende imali eningi uyithatha ikakhulu ukuzisebenzi.
Uphinde waqonqosela uChinamasa phezu kokuphathiswa kwabesifazane ukuba banelise labo ukuthola izimali zezikwelede zokuqhuba imisebenzi yabo ngokusungula ibhanga labesifazane i-Women's Bank athi kumele libe selikhona ngomnyaka ozayo. Wengeza ethi sekule nguquko emsebenzini wokulima elizweni okhangelelwe ukuqansa ngesilinganiso sokwedlula okuthathwe ekhulwini 3.4% ngomnyaka ozayo ka-2015. Uhlelo lokuqhuba inhlelo zentuthuko zezigaba lwe-Constituency Development Fund, CDF, lutholiswe izigidi ezedlula ezilichumi zamadola kusitsho ukuba isigaba ngasinye sizathola inkulungwane ezingama-50 zamadola, $50,000. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Oyimela iSt Mary's edalela eParliamente yomnumzana Job Sikhala oyebandla leMDCT ubochiwe lamhla emngceleni weBridge lanxa kungakaziwa ukuthi wetheswa cala bani kodwa kucatshangelwa ukuthi licala lokuthi wayefuna ukubulala uMongameli Mgabe labanye abezanu PF. Amaphephandaba kahulumende abelembiko ethi amapholisa alobufakazi bamazwi kaSikhala exoxisana leziphathamandla zeZANU-PF esithi umongameli webandla lakhe umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ufuna ukuzwa ukuthi uhlelo lokubulala Mgabe selikusibanga siphi. Kodwa uSikhala yena obengekho elizweni walandula limbiko ebulenjini bakhe beFacebook. USikhala ubikwa wahlangana leziphathamandla zeZANU-PF ezibalisa umnumzana Fidelis Fengu laye oseke wabuzisiswa ngodaba lolu ngamapholisa. Iphephandaba leHerald lathi kulobufakazi bokuthi uSikhala wayengomunye wabebeqoqa ukususa uMongameli Mgabe ngokumbulala bafake unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru esikhundleni sakhe umnumzana Tswangirai abe yinhloko kakhulumende. Esinye isiphathamandla seZANU-PF laso esetheswa icala linye umnumzana Nicholas Goje ubikwa esesibhedlela kulandela imbiko le ebikwa imtshaye wamtshiya isile esele stress. Ipolisa eliphendule umakhalekhukhwini kamnumzana Sikhala litshele iStudio 7 ukuthi baphakathi kokumbuzisisa kathesi nje sikhuluma ntambama. Sixoxe lengcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Walter Nsunungule Mbongolwane ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
USikhala nje ubotshelwa ize ngoba siyazi ukuthi wena iZANU-PF indaba ingaphakathi ukubo indaba leyo ukuthi Sikhala befuna ukulala upresident kanjalo nje ngamanga nje lawo izinto nje abazivumbela zona njalo bayakwazi ukuthi bayehluleka ukuthi besebenze kahle na bebodwa ngaphandle zamthetho sefuna ukuthatha indaba yabo yangaphandle beyifake phandle njalo siyazi ukuthi kona akuzi ukuya ndawo ngoba ekhothi asonto nje engama emthetho wendawo nje abambophela yona.
Ye kodwa siyabona ukuthi banamapolice athi alobufakazi lapho abathi wa rekodwa ekhuluma khonoku ukuthi bafuna ukubulala uMongameli Mgabe.
Ubufakazi ngokuphekiweyo siyazi ukuthi ngensuku zalamhlanje abantu balakho ukuthi basebenzise imishina bakhiphe nje ilizwi lomuntu liphuma sengani yilo lelo esivele esilaziyo bakhiphe nje yonke into lamapikisha bewahlangahlanganise lokho esithi kona ngesilungu kuthiwa i-voice morphing njalo kuthiwa i-photoshopping kwesehlanganisa ama-pictures so siyazi ukuthi bazozama ukukusebenzisa kodwa-ke akusoze ukusebenze ekhoti lokho ngoba ikhoti izakuhle ikubone nje ukuthi into yamanga
siyazi ukuthi kwena ibandla lezanupiyefu vele liyathalo nangokwalo phakathi sebezama ukukhipha ukutha wabo bekukhiphele ngaphandle ukwenzela ukuthi kwena abantu bakhohlwe ngalokho abakwenzayo kwena phakathi kwebandla lakho.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Walter Nsunungule Mbongolwane, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, lakushortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Idale leZANU-PF Central Committee likhangelelwe ukuhlangana kusasa lihlaziya inguquko kusisekelo saleli bandla epha uMongameli Mgabe amandla okukhetha abasekeli bakhe ababili kanye lomgcinisihlalo webandla. Inguquko le ilethwe ngamalunga ecele elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa yena obikwayo elwisana lecele elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Joyce Mjuru njalo yavunywa lidale lePolitbureau izolo. Ukuguqulwa kwesisekelo lezi kutsho ukuthi amandla wonke asefakwe kumgabe. Esikhathini esedluleyo, abasekeli bakamgabe lomgcinisihlalo webandla leli bebekhethwa ngamalunga ebandla emhlanganweni weCongress. Iningi lithi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF libandla labontando kayiphikiswa elingananzi intando kaZulu. Sexhume ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga sambuza ukuthi ukuguqulwa kwesisekelo seZANU-PF lokhu kutshoni kuZANU-PF lakulizwe leZimbabwe.
Isizathu esizileyo manje sisitshengisela ukuthi iZANU isiziyafika kwisibanga sokuthi bakwamukele ukuthi umgabe kasoza kuse kuze kube ngunaphakade ngoba iqiniso likhona ngumuntu enyama la kusasa angakuye ehambile. So isenzo lesi abasenzayo basenzele ukuthi banelise ukuthi ba indaba le esingathi ngesilungu indaba ye-succession debate ibe closed ngoba mase bemnika ilungelo lokuthi abe nguye osenamani okuthi akhethe ukuthi ngubani ozamlandela nxa yena ethe wathiya lesi sidalwa siphetheyo. Kutho ukuthi sokusiba clear ukuthi ikusasa yeZANU iminjani njalo kuzoba clear ukuthi ikusasa yelizwe iyokuba njani ngoba iZANU yelokhu isabusa phela nje wala singakulibali ukuthi angavuke ethule kusasa umgabe iZANU iyabe lokhu isesihlalweni kuzafanele kube yiyo futhi ezaqhubeka ngoba yiyo lokhu ibhedele i-presidency. So yikho esibona kusenzakala manje kungasethuli kakhulu lokhu okwenzakalayo ngoba vele ngokuqondileyo kwefanti nga umgabe le into ye-succession debate wayebamba kudala wayilungisa vele bekungafanelanga izifike kwisimo lesi esiyibone esiyiso isimi ngayo ngoba isimo lesi besisibi kakhulu lakathi esilokhu esisibi vele esisibi.
Indaba yesisekelo esiguquliweyo lesi ivezani nxa sikhangela udaba lwentando kaZulu kubandla leZANU-PF?
Intando kaZulu kuZANU-PF vele kayikanzi yabakhona ngoba uZulu kakazi wabakhona kuZANU-PF. Singakulibali ukuthi iZANU ngokuqondileyo uZulu jikelele kalani nayo kodwa okwenzakalayo iZANU yiyo exhase umbuso ngazo zonke izandla iwubambile ayisoziwe vele. So ngokunjalo iZANU konke okwenzakalayo ikwenza ngoba ikwazi ukuthi ilawo amandla ukuthi yenze lokho efanele ukukwenza ikakhulu ikhangisa isisekelo sombuso lesi esithi sona upresident kamelanga abe lama terms of office andlula amabili. So umgabe uyakuzwisisa lokho okwenzakalayo njalo uyakwazi ukuthi isibanga sekiso in terms of the act usehambe isibanga eside sendlala seluphele lakusasa nje angavuka ethule. Yikho okusitshengisela ukuthi iZANU isizama ukuthi izilungiselele ilungiselele ikusasa yayo ukwenzela ukuthi yanelise ukubamba lesi sihlalo lokhu isiphethe iqhubeke ngaso iye phambili. Yiyo kuphela into eyenzakalayo ukuthi uZulu jikelele umi ngaphi unjani uthini ngalokho iZANU kayilakho lakho kayilandaba lakho lokho.
Umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ingcwethi kwezombusazwe.
Uzo uzulu wangapha kwele Melika ukukhefu lokubonga uSomandla ngakwenzele khona umnyaka wonke ikhefu leli elithiwa lona iThanksgiving. Ngaleli khefu kuhlatshwa ingalukuni kuphekwe izibiliboco abantu bahlale phansi njengemuli besidla ukudla kwantambama idina. Okunye ukuvame ukwenzakala ngemva kwaleli khefu elinanzwa iminyaka yonke yikuphithizela kwabantu besiya ezitolo ukuyathenga izinto eziyabe zehliswe intengo ngelanga elithiwa lona iBlack Friday. Izinto ezifana labo mabona kude, impahla yendlini, amakhompyutha, umakhalekhukhwini, izembatho kanye lokunye okunenginengi kuyaba kuthengiswa ngentengo engaphansi ngaleli langa.
Ngesikhathi ele South Africa limanyana lamanye amazwe emhlabeni jikelele emkhankasweni wensuku ezilithumi lasithupha ukulwisa ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana labantwana, abanye abesifazana beZimbabwe abaseSouth Africa bathi bathole nzima ngokuhlukuluzwa ezindlini, emisebenzini lasesitaladeni, kodwa besesaba ukuyamangala emapholiseni ngoba bengelancwadi ezisemthethweni zokuhlala kwele South Africa. Noma kunjalo, ikomishini ebona ngokulingana kwabesifazana labesilisa ikhuthaza omama laba ukuthi bengafeli ngaphakathi, kodwa babuyise isikhalazo zabo kuyo ukuze bathole usizo. Kubika uBenedictine Nhlapo.
Kusukela mhla ka-25 lenyanga kusiyafika umhla ka-10 Mpalakazi, umhlaba wonke jikelele uphakathi komkhankaso wokuququzela ukuhlonitshwa lokunanzwa kwamalungelo abesifazane kanye labantwana. Izinkulungwane zabesifazane beZimbabwe abahlala kule South Africa labo bayingxenye yalabo abananza lezinsuku. Kodwa iningi labesifazane laba lithi kusase kunengi ukuhlukuluzwa abakwenziwa ngabesilisa kwele South Africa. Unkosazana Zinhle Ndlovu ohlala eJohannesburg uthi ubunzima abahlangana labo ngobokuthi bayesaba ukuyamangala emapholiseni njengoba sekungafika sekubotshwa wena kuthiwe uselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni.
Kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi abantu bahambe bayemanga ngenxa bethe bahlukumezeke kakhulu omama, ngoba uzobucabanga ukuthi okokuqala yabo ngelawo namaphepha. Sucabanga ukuthi maybe nizothi ngifika lapho bafika bambuza amaphepha, then ngigcine mina sokuyime senginjani esengiboshwa. And nxa ubotshiwe lapho is either uzodeportwa or sokuzamile ukuthi ukhiphe imali ukuthi ungazi ubisele eZimbabwe.
Abanye bathi bahlukuluzwa ngabomkabo kumbe labo abahlalisana labo ezindlini. Kulelinye njalo ihlekana elithi emisebenzini bahlukunyezwa zinkokheli zesilisa ezibabamba ngamandla ukwabelana lazo ucansi ukuze bengaxotshwa emsebenzini. Bakhona njalo ikakhulu abangelancwadi zokuhlala kwele South Africa ngokusemthethweni abathi amapholisa lawo azenzela santando kubo ukuze bengavalelwa. Unkosazana Siphathisiwe Dube odabuka eTsholotsho ngokuzalwa uthi uhlele bhaxabulwa umkakhe imini lebusuku. Yena ke uthi uke wayamangala emapholiseni kodwa wacina esesiyancenga ukuthi bamkhiphe njengoba kwase kufanele abuyiselwe eZimbabwe okwakuza kwenza yena labantwana basale bebulawa indlala.
Ngize ngitshaye ngomunye wami ngisiyavula i-case bafuna i-passport i-aslam ikhaba mfuna khona le passport kamachaya. Umachaya mayengela passport kuthi uthi mayeqedwe ukudonsa isigwebo sakhe bayambisela ezweni lakibo.
Kodwa ke komishini ebona ngokulingana kwamalungelo abesilisa labesifazana ikhuthaza abeZimbabwe laba labanye abavela kwamanye amazwe ukuthi bangafeli ngaphakathi. Omunye wabosikomiti wale komishini unkosikazi noMasonto Mazibuko uthi akula muntu okufanele esabe ukumela amalungelo akhe, njalo besaba ukuya emapholiseni ngabaze kule komishini ibasize ngakho konke okudingakalayo ukuthi amalungelo abo ahlonitshwe.
Nina esenihlukumezekile kumana neshashalazini ukuze sazi ukuthi sizonisiza kanjani, ngoba uma ungatshelanga muntu ngesigameko esikuwe anyeke uphole. Cela nabo abantu besilisa ukuthi hayi bo ake kukhuzeke, sithi kubaba nikhuza ontanga yenu nabafoweni.
Imbiko yokuhlukunyezwa, ukutshaywa, ukubanjwa iganyavu lokubulawa kwabesifazane kwele South Africa sekuyinto yansuku zonke. Kanti abesifazana laba kugoqela labeZimbabwe balethemba lokuthi kuzathi kusiyaphela umkhankaso walonyaka ukuhlukuluzwa kwabo sekunganeno. Ngimele Studio 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
elingakhohlwa ke uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8:30 ntambama lapho lamhlanje okulohlelo asihluzeni bomama lapho siqhubeka phambili sikhangela udlakela olwenzakala ezimulini luqondiswe kwabesifazane labantwana phansi kohlelo lwe 16 days of activism against gender based violence.
Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zamukele ngemibono etshiyene uluhlu lokusetshenziswa kwemali yeZimbabwe yomnyaka ozayo 2015 budget zisithi selidume ledlula njengoba kungelalutho olumangalisayo olukhulunywe ngumnumzana Patrick Chinamasa umphathintambo wezemali. Abantu abaningi bathi liphansi inani lezisebenzi okuthiwa zalahlekelwa imisebenzi kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2011. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu uGibbs Dube Studio 7 uxoxele unkosikazi Shila Msonda ukansila edolobheni lakoBulawayo endawonye lomnumzana George Nkiwane umqondisi weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions.
Mama Msonda ngena khonapho ngathini ke ngokubona kwakho uhlala ebantwini khonapho sibili endaweni njenga ngubo yenja uyawazi eBarber Fields eBurombo kume njani nxa sikhuluma ngabantu abalahlekelwa imisebenzi.
Abantu abalahlekelwe imisebenzi baningi kakhulu njengembenini leyana eyabilungisa izithubo industry site imelini yona ngokwayo ibizele ile sika efika 2000 something izisebenzi zodwa zonke asisebenzi sihlezi emakhaya. Sizobuya futhi i-traveling goods okade kusenziwa khona ama-traveling bags layo futhi imi i-almost vele ayi-20 city vele is 2000 almost 2000 something le-asha clothing factory nabantu abafika labo nxa ngikhangele ngokubazi kwami njengoba vele nxa ngihlanganisa it's more than 5,000 something. Ngibala abamiswe imisebenzi. It's only 3 companies. Ngingakabali kubo FEcells, angikababali. Manje ngama-taxis amile kubo textile mills abamileyo. Nxa ngihlanganisa netsho ngithinamasa hayi ayisiyo. Ngibala ngama-sectara nje amathathu kuphela avela ehlule ayidlula inamba eqambileyo.
Ye, mase sikhangela ke baba khona pho Nkiwane. Abantu bolaba nxa bengagunyulwa emsebenzini, pho kugcina kusenziwani? Umuntu uphila ngani?
Abaningi yibo elibona laba sebethinte ngabathamathi iziwidi emasizini lapha. Ungayekela ukwenza njalo, vele kuyasiwa, uyakudadaba ngama-social protection services akula. Sawuthi ngama-social services ukuthi umuntu angalahlekelwa umsebenzi, ukuthi abafani impilo credit. Lokho kukhulu eZimbabwe. So ngabona bonke nje abalahlekelwa umsebenzi. Abaningi bakhona angathola kuyisikhathi nje ukuthi athenga amatomatisi kwezimiji abethengisa njalo kusenza ngamakolisi okumele bamthathele kuloko zamthengisayo.
Ye, ngena khonapho ke mama Msonda ungathini?
Abagunyuliweyo sokunohlupho lokuthi abantu sebehlezi phansi kube nabanye abavele beswele yona imali eyokuwoda ukuthi laye aziphilise. Osokukhona sebesigcile abantu abadala sebebamba le nkunzi, abantu abadala sebebamba ivayiki bayakubhala ithoko emhlane ukuthi nxa bekubona udla phansi webhenki bacabanga ukuthi usuthwele imali kathi vele kawula mali uzaphuthuma ngabantu abadala uzosebengathi bakugwenxa ngathi uyawa uthi uyagayela isikhwama sakubone sesindlulekile sokugcwele amasela.
Pho kuthweni lapha baba
Nkiwane? Yebo, kukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mama. Pho kuthweni baba Nkiwane?
Yabona mama, akumele kwenziwe ukuthi la besenza izinto ezingabhalo bathisawa. Ngama police direction ukuthi sina njengeZimbabwe sizakwenza lokho lokhulu umnyaka. Kile lukhangele nje ngezisebenzi sithi kabaye business abase Zimbabwe nalabo abaphandle abathi ngaba foreign investors imthetho yokuthi yeyi ekhotha abafuna ukwenzisa lapha eZimbabwe iZimbabwe njengelizwe lile potential ukuthi ama investors abuye la athi wenga imthetho yethu abantu abavuli lapha eZimbabwe ngoba umuntu yake ngarashiwa ukuthi ngaba invest eZimbabwe imali yami yalidilekile yini impahla yami yalidilekile yini ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi umuntu eberalini umthinte sibe nikuhle kube yipolisi kuhle kube umthetho.
Mama Msonda, kwenziweni manje nathi uhlupho phela
nalalalanda khona oku
ye kwenziweni pho
mina esengilubona lapha silabantu abaphume ngaphandle kwelizwe angithi kabavunyelwe ukuthi labantu abaphume ngaphandle kwelizwe bavunyelwe uku-investa bavule amasektara bebengabavaleli phandle bavule ba-investe imali zabo zingene lapha kuvulwe amasektara kusha kubuyele imisebenzi abantu baqatshwe kuhle bengavaleli abantu phandle.
Khathesi babavalela yini ngombono wakho?
Ye, bavala kuthiwe kufuneka lokhu nalokhu, bona babe yibo abathatha izimali lezo becela lokhu nalokhu, imali ziphelela kibo bona othinamasa.
Kambe kunjalo babankiwani?
Thina esikhangele ukuthi nalawa umuthele imali yakhe imithetho ilayekela ukuthi umuntu akhangele ukuthi imali yami izatholakala yini njalo nga-investa kule-return yini le-guaranteed. So lapho kunandaba ye-corruption le yezakumela ukuthi hayi i-corruption layo hayi kukhanya ngathi vele abakhangela ezamabhizinisi i-World Economic Forum bakukhuluma khona ukuthi i-corruption ese-Zimbabwe iyahamba endaweni enjalo ziwa zima sithi funika kunalona uminista kufunika kunalona ikhansela umuntu athi hayi bafuka mbona lika namazi akundike siymadlana nje kuphela athi enkokhona engalokhu nokuthi bese benalowo muntu.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana George Nkiwane, mqondisi we-ZCTU obexoxa endawonye lo nkosikazi Sheila Msonda, ukhansila wedolobho lakoBulawayo bendawonye lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7.
Onke wadlalela iqembu le-Highlanders omelusi Mabaleka Spanda sesungule umncintiswano wabasakhulayo koBulawayo iMabaleka Football Tournament. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umncintiswano wokuqala weMabaleka Football Tournament uza kuba khona ngomgqibelo kulimpela viki enkundleni yeHartsfield koBulawayo, njalo uzangenwa ngamaqembu athele bantu Rovers okuyilwe liphutshe imidlalo yalonyaka lihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kuhlangothi lwabaleminyaka engaphansi kwelithumi lathoba munembili kusigaba seBulawayo Province Junior League. Ele-Highlanders liqedele kundawo yesibili, ele-Chickenini liphutshe limidlalo likundawo yesithathu, kanye lele-Makhandeni Pirates eliqedele isendaweni yesine. Khuluma emkhosi nokuphawulwa ngokusemthethweni komncintiswano uNkosi Dube ongomunye wabasebenza ndawonye loMabaleka, uthela umncintiswano uyindlela yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuba badlale ngokuzimisela umdlalo wenguqu ngoba bengathola indlela yokuziphilisa.
UMabaleka, he played for Highlanders, he came from Ama Juniors, so he was saying he was realizing ukuthi there is no sponsorship whatsoever for Ama Juniors, so yikho okumenze wacabanga this idea so that labo bekubone ukuthi i-football is a career, they can do it.
Isikhulumeli sabaqoqi bomncintiswano uJohn Sibanda laye ugcizelele ukuba umdlalo wenguqu ulakho ukunqanda abasakhulayo ukuba bengaphathe yezintweni zokuganga.
It's nice for a young boy ukuthi esekhulile agcine etshengisa abanye bantu kumbe abantu abakhe ama-medals anjengawona lawo. Okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantwana banamhlanje sifuna ukuthi banate utshwala kakhulu, so ke by putting them in football ukuthi badlale ibhola maybe we'll be taking them away from drinking beer or concentrated ekudlaleni ibhola.
Hayi, siyabonga jahalakithi uJoseph Njanji obesethulela ezemidlalo.
Asingakehlukani kesikhangele ngamafitshane besilazo lamhlanje.
Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa wethula uhlelo lwendleko kahulumende yomnyaka ozayo i-budget.
Kubotshwa owayemela iSt Mary's edalela ephalamende umnumzana Job Sikhala.
Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Lami owenu uChris Gande selithiya ke ku-Studio 7 Live Talk lilale.